Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway. shake up.
Go!
up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
My song before you played everything. Heavy, hi America, hi all the people out there in Radio Land and all across America that listens to the show. Shout out to Ladies Night. You know, of course, I'm giving this show dedicated to all the ladies, all the femme queens, all the women out there that are doing their thing. And shout out to everybody that listens to the show. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a several host of things. I'm going to be talking about ladies and their trade and the Masters of Vogues and their wheelchairs and moving on to the collection balls and why should everything should be taken there. There should be a lot of different people calling in tonight. And I also have came up with the new name that we can now call female figure. I call it Fraud Feminine. Femininity. So FF no longer stands for female figure, but it now stands for fraud femininity, meaning, you know, everything about what they're doing trying to be a female is a fraud because, you know, you could just put on anything you like and you can do whatever you like and you're a woman. So, of course, now I call it fraud femininity. I was in the rooms, in that chat room. Hello to everyone in the chat room, but they just took me out. And they just put me back in. And it's Big Juice. Of course, Kelly will be on the line later on this evening. She's a Vogue Night girl. And when we address the conversations of the masters, maybe she can come on and let everybody know what's going on further on with that and if these girls are going to come out and play because there's $2,000 on the line. We also know that the collection ball is in the air, so you got some frustration, some aggravation, you know, caught in the alley, nowhere to go. That would be a perfect place to go out there and absorb your energy. You can get it all out and said and done there. So, anything, I want to, Selvin also is going to come on his phone. How do you make this smaller? Selvin also is going to come on his phone, and she's going to come and help me guide my conversation into the ladies in their trade. You know, why is it that the guys of today, quotations, straight men, treat femme queens like trannies? And why is it that they meet them around the corner? And why is it that they meet them at 12 o'clock at night? And should you, as a lady, stand for that? Is it, you know, is that where you want to be in your life as far as being treated by, you know, something that you totally think that you live for, which is the trade? So any of you girls out there, you call your girlfriends and, you know, femme queens. I don't have, you know, I'm not being shady to the female figure. I don't like the term. We all know this. So, you know, I don't know how to address that. But you too, you guys can all come on the phone line and you can also express your opinion about what do you think, what is it about trade that you are so in love with and what is it that you live for? And if trade, I want to ask the question, does trade make y'all feel cunt? If, when y'all with trade, do y'all feel like cunt? Like, does that's why you date trade, because you feel like cunt? So, Switchboard, could you check and see if Naniska's on the line or if anybody's on my phone line? Why? I can't. And I'm signed on to my Yahoo. I'm also signed on to my Facebook, if it pick it up. My Facebook. And this is not working right here. So my question is for all you people that's out there listening to the radio show, and if you have, has crashed. And you are listening out there and you have anything to say about the topics that I'm going to be addressing tonight, you can also feel free to press 1 and come on here and say what you have to say. I want to take a moment out and give a special shout out to, yes, my lovely Vanty House, the House of Car. I want to give a triple shout out to Little James. You turns it. I wasn't here last night. I don't know what everyone discussed. I was really exhausted from the ball, so I didn't get there. But the ball was nice. It wasn't as packed. But, you know, the House of Car, y'all did your thing. Trishé and Magical and Little James, I appreciate y'all and how y'all just turns it out. And that was over. You got your 500 girls, y'all got your coins, and y'all pump. And everybody else that came up, Veronica did a fabulous job. I think that she turned it. And Boogie Revlon, he also did amazingly at the Rumble Ball. It was a real cute function, very, you know, very small, you know, like a little gathering, but it was fun and there was no fights and everything was cute. And the Herreras was in the building. The Herreras, I think all of you need to be looking out for the House of Herrera. You know, a lot of time we sleep on people, but, you know, they be in the building and they got something for us. So just definitely give a shout out to the Herreras. I'm having some technical difficulties. I'm trying to get to where I need to be. But listen, so everybody that y'all sitting back and y'all probably reading me. Oh, okay, thank you, girl. I seen it on the corner through the thing. But that be reading me. My computer is completely old, and I know nothing about computers. I wish not to care anything about it because I think it gets very addicted, and that's all your life consists of is being an internet queen. And then you go from pages to pages and places to places looking for, you know, people, numbers, and information. So I'm not really into the computer like that, so I have no way of operating or know what to do when it goes completely slow on me. But I'm going to go in. I don't have any callers, so I'm going to move along because I can move along by myself. I can do that. So I'm going to move along. I'm going to switch it up where I'm going to talk about our masters of Vogue. I have spoken to several of the masters and the people that we would like to see come out and the people that Kelly was, like, you know, offering and getting a venue for and trying to bring them out to have a nice, productive, you know, in peace category where everybody's out to be able to see. And the masters are making it pretty difficult. After reevaluating everything, you know, they have a lot of requests, and they have a lot of things that, you know, they want to see happen in order for them to hit the floor. Well, I think that's very unfair and selfish of them, being that they are the masters of Vogue and the creativity of a lot of things that are going on today. And I think that when we're trying to get everybody out on the floor to have fun, I would like for all of them to be on board. You know, a lot of them are giving juice. A lot of them same states that they are going to come. But that will be to remain. As far as Kelly, she's not going forward, so there will be no rinky-dink with getting all of this stuff and promoting this situation, and you masters don't show up because y'all all stuck in your ways and, you know, you have better things to do, or you don't want to battle against, you know, different people like Cassandra, because that's what this is all based upon, and maybe a few other people that you have a problem with. I think it's unfair for y'all. I think that's not cute. I think you are the masters of Vogue. You are the people that have been walking and turning Vogue for a very long time, and now you guys are sitting in your wheelchairs and y'all decide not to hit the floor because y'all think that enough homage is not paid to y'all. How can you pay homage to something that isn't there? You know, you can press 1 at any given point in time. How could you pay homage to something that's never there? So if you never see these people that you hear so much about on the floor, how can you pay homage to them? The old way, I was thinking about the old way masters of Vogue, and I spoke to a few old way competitors. I'm on there. I finally got on Facebook. Hold on. I have a number, a caller. The first caller of the night is 678-478. You on the air?
Hi, Nicole. You were talking about how can you pay homage. You cannot pay homage to nobody if you don't know that person's name. And if they don't walk, you have to walk, and you're supposed to let your name be known. That's how you get your homage paid.
So what do you think about the old girls, the 10 years and better, and the masters, and them not wanting to participate, or them feeling like enough homage is not paid to them?
I feel, okay, because you're an old girl and you feel that you're supposed to have your homage. No, you're supposed to still walk because that's how the new girls who's coming up to the scene supposed to know you and all that stuff. Because you cannot just say, oh, I'm going to be in the scene for 10 years and feel that you already got your name in that 10 years and then come back out because don't want to come back out because you feel that nobody's giving you your life like that.
Okay, would you like to see all the girls? Which one of the one of the masters or one of your old-time favorites or somebody that you know from the Icons that you would like to see out there?
From the Icons?
I mean, it could be Icon, Legends. It could be your all-time favorite, but 10 years and better. The ones that, quotations, masters of Vogue. Which one of them would you like to see hit the floor?
Vogue Fam. Or
Vogue Fam, the old way, Femme Queen, but whichever one you like, whichever thing that you are comfortable with.
Film Queen performance, I say Yolanda, Mika, or...
Well, Yolanda is going crazy. Mika is a very spiritual person, and she's very, very highly in God. That's just, I can speak with one of the reasons why she doesn't actually come out. She's very, very, very into the Lord, and she has taken the time and stepped back for that. I'm sure there's other reasons, but, you know, I'm not ready to say. But somebody, what about Vogue Fam?
Vogue Fam, I don't really too much know a lot of Vogue Fam like that. I just know like the new person, like not you know somebody. I don't really know the old Vogue Fam.
Okay. Well, you heard her say here, thank you for calling in and giving your opinion. And anybody else on the phone line, that one, is there anything else you want to add to what you said, your statement? What do you have? Let me ask you a question. What do you have to say about, what would you call yourself? Are you a femme queen? Are you a butch queen in drags? What are you?
I am a junior femme queen.
Okay, you're a junior femme queen. I like the way you say that. So what do you have to say about the femme queens in the trade?
The femme queen in the trade?
Are you one of them girls that completely live for the trade?
I live for trade, yes, because trade gives me my L's. But at the same time, I live for the butch queens, too. So
okay, do you
like,
sleep a lot with the trade?
Do I sleep with the trade a lot?
Yes.
I'm not going to say I sleep with the trade a lot. I mean, I have messed with certain trades. But, like I said, you know, most of them, they want a night caller. And I don't really put my hands to the night caller stuff.
Oh, Nightcrawler. You know that's the tranny stuff they do, right? You know that's when they treat you like a tranny, the after 12 o'clock,
yeah.
You know. I'll
yeah.
see you in the dark.
Yeah.
So you don't stand for that?
No, I don't really stand for
okay,
that.
Okay, you are one girl that come. Congratulations to you. Round of applause. You do not stand for being treated like a tranny. Thank you. That's very, 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 very important. And for all you girls out there listening that allow yourself to be treated like a tranny or a backseat driver or come in the building, you know, I'll call you after 12 o'clock. That's why they treat us like that. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
The next caller is 347-426. You're now on the air.
Hi, Nicole. It's Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. It's Ladies Night. What's poppin'?
I missed the beginning. I just got here from work. So refresh my memory. Can you help me out? I don't know what y'all was talking about.
Okay. Well, I was started talking about my topics are tonight. I'm going, like, flipping back and forth, is the femme queens, the ladies, because they are girls now who have vaginas and stuff, the ladies and the trade, and why do they allow them to treat them like trannies?
I'm not a femme queen, so can I answer that or no?
Yes, you can, because you may have dealings with trade, but being that you answer that, don't gag if you get to be the fault of why the trade treat the trannies bad.
Okay,
you can live with that. Okay, so if you want to answer that, but I want to tell you the other topic too. The Masters of Vogue, where are them? What girls would you like to see, and why are they not on the floor? And coming soon to a theater near you, the Collections Ball, and what category are you looking to see hot? So you can go ahead and answer.
So answer the first one.
Yeah, ladies, the ladies.
It's no shade. I live for the femme queens, okay? And part of the reasons why I have my alter ego is because of the femme queens. And I hate to say it, you know, it's like a cycle, you know. The trade gives the femme queens their life. And the trade that likes the Femme Queens is a trade that I'm attracted to, and I hate to say it. And I understand the downfall is the trade only sees female figures or Femme Queens as a piece of meat. And the Femme Queens and the butchering up and drags or the butch queens who like trade, it's to the point where, think about it, your body, like Kelly said, is your temple. And if that's what you want, understand the repercussions. They only see us or see female figures as a piece of meat. And the Femme Queens are getting tired of being treated like a piece of meat. And that's why I think if a Femme Queen pulls a trade and he's giving her head, it's she's getting her life, because guess what? The tables are turned. Because back then, you know how it was before. Trey saw Femme Queens as a piece of meat. And I think the Femme Queens are getting tired of the fact they want to be treated like a cunt, a real
well,
cunt.
Well, I think I'm not to interrupt you. That's, I agree, but I can disagree. But go ahead. I'm going to let you go ahead. I agree, but I disagree.
So I'm thinking a lot of the Femme Queens are tired of the Trey treating them like a piece of meat. They want to be treated like a cunt. Bay 24/7. Why is that they want to come to see the trade? I mean, see the Femme Queens at night. What happens in the daytimes? And there's people, there's everyone needs to be loved too. Not only the cunts, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that seems to be one of the issues now in the scene today. The trade only wants to fuck with the Femme Queens at night. Or they want to creep at night. And don't get me wrong, Nicole. It's cute sometimes, but there's sometimes you want to be treated like a cunt during the daytime.
Well, would you say that that's because of the way the girls, you know, are willing to accept that?
No, the problem is when the motherfucker wants to beat, and he can't get it from the cunt, he knows where to go. He can get with no problem, with no repercussions, and he knows where he can go.
Right. So basically, the girls allow them to get treated like trannies. They allow
themselves
to get treated like
trannies. Well, unfortunately, yeah. Some of them like it though. Don't get me wrong, Nicole. Some of them like it. Some of the femme queens, some of the butch queens. They like it. They enjoy it because it's a thrill, and that's it. Boom, boom, next, bye. Keep it real. Let's keep it real. But
okay.
There's some that don't like that. There's some that want to be treated like a cunt.
And, okay, well, now we got your opinion, and all of y'all heard that's Keisha's opinion of how she feel, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, Keisha, let me introduce you to female figure. It's called fraud femininity. And my good sister Danielle told me we call it fake fuckery. So if you have also a FF that you want to add to the list, please press 1. So now let me go quickly to, because I have another call as well, what Masters of Vogue and all the Masters in a Vogue. You know, Kelly has made that big juice, and we've been pumping that like crazy. What you got to say about that?
Well, my opinion is, y'all made a comment before. The voguing has changed, okay? And I think the issue is if you look at the voguers of the 90s, my era, and you look at the voguers of the early 2000s, and you look at the voguing of the 2006 and up, it's slightly different. And when you take a voguer from today and a voguer from the 90s, it's kind of different. And it all depends on what you like to see. I prefer the 90s Vogue because they give you all 5 elements. And voguing is not just bouncing on the floor doing a dip. That is not voguing, okay? Don't get me wrong, if you do a split, you do a backflip, okay. Still, that's not voguing. I want to see all 5 elements. And I'm going to give an example of a voguer who always give mostly all 5 elements, and it's clean. Ricky, Foxy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Malachi. Okay, they give you
but
all
we can't
five.
Get them people to come out anymore. They've
because,
got all these issues.
You know why? Because look at the voguers today. And if you notice the crowd, Nicole, the crowd today are from 2005 to 2011. Where's all the other people? So, of course, if they don't know the older voguers, you know who they're going to vote for, the ones who they know, who they can relate to, and it's the voguers of today. So either the voguers of the 90s. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I want you to. You can stay right there with us because you got a lot of things to say. I'm going to go to the next caller because I don't want them to think they're being paid. The next caller is 616-515. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Ladies Night. What's up?
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm from London.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what would you like to add from London?
I would like to know, I was debating about femme queens and little ladies, and I want to know, I want to speak to Kelly, I want to know if she's a lady.
Well, I'm sure she's definitely a lady, and, you know, all you got to do is ask for her, and she will appear.
Okay, thank you. And who are you?
I'm the co-host. I'm the host of this show tonight. What have you heard about this show that you come to looking for Kelly? She's not due until another 20 minutes. What are you looking for?
I don't know. I just like Naomi, and I look her up, and I know that she has a last name that matches with Kelly's.
Yes, that would be Mizrahi.
Yeah. And who are you? Are you Mizrahi?
No, I'm not. I'm Mother Karn.
Oh, bloody.
Do you have anything to say regarding my topic, young nice lady from London?
No. I just want to know, no, thank you.
Okay, well, you have a nice day, and thank you for calling in, and you can always feel free to come in and express your opinion. Good night.
Bye.
Okay, well, you know, at least she called from a number I can recognize. You private girls, you know what I give, so you keep it cute. But anyway, Keisha, back to the whole Masters at Vogue and the five elements. Let me check. Do we have any callers in the queue that would like to address or say anything about, you know, the femme queens and their trade and, okay, or the Masters of Vogue? Or who would you like to see at the collections ball? You know, do you have a new word for my FF? We got fraud, femininity, and fake fuckers.
I got feminine blouse.
What?
FB, feminine blouse.
What the fuck is that?
Those are the tops that are cunt.
That sounds worse than a female figure.
Feminine blouse.
I know. All right, so go on and continue talking about what you were talking about as far as your the five elements.
You guys made a comment a couple months ago, and like I said, things have changed and evolved. I live for the 90s Vogue, and I don't get me wrong, I live for the Vogue of today. Okay, but there is a difference, and it's all in a matter of opinion. Like, if you get the kids, if you get the generation from 2005 on, you know who they're going to really root for. But I give it to a bad bitch that does her research and research the Vogues of the 90s and bring that shit back, because once she starts doing that, everyone starts falling in that person's footsteps. And there are some of the girls that are doing that now. If you look at some of these girls' routine, they're giving you 90s Vogue. All five elements, soft and kind.
Your five elements. Let's catch somebody else. You're going to stay right there with me. We have another caller, 718-438. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi,
how are you?
Hi, who's this?
Don't worry. Nah, this is Tyshawn. What's going on, Nicole?
Oh, hi, Tyshawn. Which one are you going to address, the trade or the masters?
Oh, I'm just commenting. I was just listening to the show, and I just don't understand, like, what is the difference between female figure and femme queen? I'm not really understanding that, because back in your days, Nicole, you was considered as a female figure as well. So once you grew up and became a woman, but you just changed it to a femme queen, it's the same thing.
No, personally.
The only girl that run at nighttime is the ugly ones, because I know a lot of girls that run in the daytime.
Oh, my God, y'all. Yeah, America, Tyshawn just did it. He did it. He told me that was fine. He just really turned it out. No. Let me explain something to you. First of all, what we're not going to do is talk about back in my day, because you were not there. And there was never a time back in my day where we used the term female figure. There was either butch queen in drags or a femme queen. Butch queen in drags or a femme queen. Ask your good girlfriend, your side click, because she was a butch queen in drags. She would snatch off her wigs. She would carry on 14th Street. When Kelly became the idol, when she came up from jail, she turned into a lady. Yes, it is true that she did not have to take hormones throughout the process, but she was never called a female figure. She was called a butch queen in drag. That was her category, and that's what she walked. There was never a time a female figure in that day, in our day, as you say, Latasha, on quotations.
Okay.
Now, to address your other things, why is it such a problem? Because I don't think it's fair for a person that has put in a long process and to break their body down, such as how I broke mine down, and I'm battling with someone who goes to the gym and have more biceps and triceps than a little bit. It wouldn't be fair for you to put your hair in a ponytail and battle me for realness because, well, if you did that, that would be a kiki. But if a female or a person that thought as a female figure to do that, put on a wig and go, you know, better, they didn't have hair like you or they want to go better, that's insulting to someone who has been working so hard. It's insulting to the term.
But
ladies and gentlemen, Jasmine does not have female figure at her ball. It is broken down. I can use the term, Tasha, why we can't use junior femme queen?
I don't know.
Come on. You're helping your girlfriends. That's why you on here. Because
no,
you trying
I'm
to defend.
I'm not helping nobody. I don't even know what Kelly is. But
no,
because
you got a lot
of
female figure girlfriends.
I do, but some of the female figures look better than the femme queens.
Well, that's only at the moment. That's at the certain moment. They don't wake up like that. That's
right,
not how they
Nicole,
look in the morning. That's not how they go to sleep at night. That's what I'm talking about. Don't bring me somebody on the floor who look like that for now. Bring me somebody on the floor that's what they live like. That's what they are. They are living their life like a lady. So, for your female figure thing, do you have any dealings with trade? And are you the reason why trade may also treat the drags like trannies and think that they're supposed to shake their purse? What do you got to say about that, Ty?
The reason that the trade treats the femme queens or a female figures like sluts is because that's the way they portray themselves. They come at a piece of trade, want to be cunt this, cunt that, understand that you have to be cunt. You have to be cunt. But it's a limit. I don't know. Femme queens, something psychological wrong with some femme queens. Personally, that's my personal opinion. Because
this is ladies' night. You are really wanting to make it hot on this show. You know what you two are doing?
But this is what you need. This is what we want. We want this.
You are telling us that we are not. No, you know my opinion today. I'm going to debate you for those femme queens who's not pressing one. I'm going to tell you something. You know why they treat us like that? And Keisha, no offense, it would be for the halfway butch queens and butch queen boys that love to follow up behind us and need to mess with everything that wants something feminine. And the butch queens are gagging and they're wondering how could they take their femme queen girlfriend date. You know, they want to get down because they need to feel like cunt. And they think that if they get a piece of trade, it's going to make them feel like cunt. That's why we have such a problem. From tacky butch queens and butch queen in drags who would like to roll in our motherfucking backyard, and they end up doing the trade, and now the trade addressed us by pulling out his meat, and because it's a 10, we are supposed to clam down to it, because the butch queens does it.
But Nicole, let me ask you a question. Now, femme queens will always be secondary from a woman. A man, a straight man is not going to come out and publicize their sexuality and be walking around with a femme queen. It's just not going to happen. And I was just telling
my you're not telling the lie, but that's why one of my rules is I personally have never went with a piece of trade. I think nothing of trade and but the same thing they think of us. So if it, no shade and I don't want to disrespect I don't want to disrespect my character when I say this, y'all. But it is the ladies' night and it is for real. Trade, but not pull out nothing on me because I'm gonna pull out something back on them. It is no such thing. You're gonna come up here after leaving somewhere and think you're going to pull out this meat that dropped down to your legs and think I'm going to fall on my knees. I'm going to look at that and I'm going to pull down my eyes and I'm going to say, see, because that's the way it goes. Okay?
That's why the trade think it's acceptable because that's what they're used to. Most of these nasty butch queen of drags, junior femme queens, you know, whatever it is, however they feel like and whatever they're trying to portray, they make the trade feel, you know,
All right. Well, you stay right there because you just tried it. Because these ladies, if there are any ladies and y'all on the phone line and y'all got a comment or an opinion about why you think trades treat the ladies or the femme queens like they treat them, you can press 1. And you masters of Vogue, if you're listening, I'm coming back to y'all every other 15 minutes to read you people because that's all y'all do is listen. Sit in your room and y'all listen. I need to get some clarification.
And Nicole, honestly, and I'm just going to say this is my last thing. Some of the female figures, you know, I'm going to just use your quote with it. Some of the female figures look realer than your mother. That's what you mean.
Well, some
say.
Of the female figures don't look realer than me, bitch. And I'm the one that's realer than the mother. So that's one of the reasons why I have a problem with that. Hold on, Tasha. Don't go nowhere. My
okay.
Next caller is 215-998. You're now on the air. Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Who is this? What's up? You a fake fuckery, femme queen, woman? What's this?
Yeah, my name is Catman, but that's back, and I just want to say fuck you.
Okay. Good night, baby. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye now. The next caller is 240-441. You're live on the air.
Hello.
You're on the air. What's popping?
Hi. How are you, Nicole?
I'm fine. What's good?
Okay, I got a 2F.
You got an FF?
Yeah, I got an FF.
Oh, shit, hold on, let me get my pen. All right, what's the FF?
I call it fancy foolery.
Yeah. I got one too, Nicole, I got one too.
Wait, hold on. Fancy foolery, okay, wait. Okay, foolery. And what do you call it, Ty?
Freaky femme queen.
Oh, wow. Wow. Why you... Wait.
No. Freaky. We got to do the triple F. So freaky female figure, okay?
Okay, all right. Freaky female figure. I'm living for Miss Danielle. Danielle Icon, my sister. That bitch said fake fuckery. That is the header for me today. Fake fuckery is what they are. You, caller, do you got something to say about the trade, the Masters of Vogue, or where you want to be at in the collections ball?
About the trade, like, I live for the trade just like anybody else live for the trade, but, like, you know, people say, you know, the trade ain't nothing but good for nothing but, you know, they dick, you know, and that's the only reason I live for them. You got to set it aside, like, you can't live for the trade because he makes you feel like cunt. He makes you feel like cunt because he fucking you like the cunt, not like you're a cunt. He's not making you feel like the cunt. You feel like the cunt you... are out there getting a job, when you are out there making your bread, when you're out there paying your rent and paying your bills and things like
so
that.
So you don't live
that's
for
how
the trade.
You feel like the time.
Okay, so you don't live for the trade to live for your peace?
I mean, it is what it is, but I mean it's just for the like sex reason. I don't live for the trade thinking that something is about to, you know, go down, like we about to be bunned up or nothing like that.
Oh,
like,
you're about to marry him.
They wouldn't be
trained. It's not for that. I mean, if you ask a regular cunt, some cunts don't even want to feel like cunt. You know,
right.
Like it's a good and a bad thing, you know, a bad situation and everything. So, you know, I don't know. I mean,
well,
I
what I got to say to that one about the one you made the statement about the trade making the girl. Let me tell you girls something. You female fake fuckeries or you whatever you are that wants to be listening. Anytime you need something or somebody to make you feel like a woman, whatever it is that you're doing, you shouldn't be doing it. Trade should not be able to make you feel like something that you think in your mind you ready or you already are. If how could somebody come along and make you feel something you are you emulating, you living your life like, oh, the trade make me feel like cunt. No, the trade don't. And trade don't make you feel like cunt now because they don't pull out their piece. They want your piece.
But, Nicole, one thing I will say about this situation is, like, a lot of the female, I mean, a lot of the femme queens, like, when I see them out, you know, like, if a cunt was to go out and she had on, like, a short mini skirt or something like that and had her titties all out, you know, the trade would treat her as such, like, you know, a hoe, like a slut. Now, a lot of femme queens that I see coming out, they're very scantily clad all the time, day or night, you know, always titties out, always ass out. I would just ask for some of the femme queens to just have a little bit of respect about themselves, and you'll receive the same, you know, you'll reciprocate it. Like, if
okay,
you get respect
I'll take
out
that.
About yourself, then, you know, they'll treat you as such. But if you go out looking like a night walker, then you'll get treated as a night walker.
Okay. I'll take that. I hope everyone heard that and all the femme queens and the stuff that's listening to the phone line. Put some fucking clothes on and maybe you'll be treated like a lady. First thing we can try to do to promote, to stop us being treated, well, y'all, being treated like trannies. Because I'm going to say y'all because I don't do that. I was walking down the street today, but like a week ago, it's this boy from around my block. And I seen Tim Cruise to me. He was with all his boys and stuff. And all of them speak to me, but he didn't speak or whatever, but I seen Tim Cruise to me. So I was going to the supermarket, and yo, how he just stepped into a spot and said, yo, I looked at that motherfucking piece of trade and read the fuck. I said, oh, no, I'm not a backside girl. What do you mean coming to this corner? Coming to this light. And I kept walking. If you stop them from treating you like that, they will respect you like you want to be respected. So I think that that's the first thing we also need to do, along with knowing that being a woman come from within, not what somebody can give us. Get it together. If there's anybody on the phone line that want to address this conversation or say anything or would like to get into this madness, please feel free to press 1. The topics are, they're varying and they're going back and forth. So if you have something to say, we can always jump back to something else.
Nicole?
So, yes, go ahead.
Okay, I got something to say. Now, what's the difference between a femme queen dating a butch queen and but then not dating a trade? Aren't the femme queen gay and the butch queen gay?
Okay, that's a good question. You did. You work. I love you, Tasha. You're doing very well. Okay, the big difference between that is because I'm a girl that mess with things is that the butch queens that live for you will treat you like a human being. He's going to walk down the street for you. He's going to pick your outfits out for you. He's going to carry your bag, at least where I come from. The butch queens now is why I don't have a butch queen husband because they're not intriguing to me. The butch queens back then were so banshee cunt. And the butch queens back then would even stand in front of you when a piece of trade would try you and, you know, say something to disrespect you. The butch queens would do that. The butch queens tech problem would be the fact that they like men. And you sign up for that when you like to date them, femme queens, that's what they do. They like men. But the big difference between them and the big difference between them and the butch queens is that the trade will always make you second. In the butch queen life, you are the only woman. They like men. So if you happen to get one of them to want to touch you, like they all have me, because it's not just about, oh, that's my femme queen, right? That's the new stupid shit. That's my femme. No, you're going to touch me like you touched that boy. That's how you're going to treat me. We're going to treat each other the same. They cater to them better. But, you know, as far as having a good night, like the last caller just spoke, you know, trade can give you that. But as far as relationship and companionship and love and someone that is there for you, I believe in my own context of my book that a butch queen will be better. They understand. Even if they call us crazy, they actually understand. Hold on, Ty. We got a caller. The next caller is 606-515. You're on the air. 606. Yes.
Hi, it's me again, I'm Bog.
What's going on, Miss Thang?
What?
Yes, what's going on?
Yeah.
Did you read my post earlier when I put this up? Where did you get this number from? I said, oh, and come in peace or leave in pieces. Which one are you looking to do?
I don't know you, and I don't have your Facebook, okay?
Okay, well, come on quickly.
Okay, but the rates are, like, really high, and I don't want to be on hold, okay?
Okay, quickly, what is it that you like to say?
Okay, I would like to know, I would like to compare the drugs that are up here, and I would like to compare the drugs that are up with you. And I want to know, do they have one titty?
Do they have one titty?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I mean, that would all depends on how they breast grew.
I know. Well, I just want to know, do, like, everyone have one titty?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay, that's fine. But don't put me on hold because the rates are really high and I don't want to pay a lot of money.
Well, I mean, you're not paying any money to be on hold, and we'll get to you when you get to you because you're just one person. I'll go back in the caller's queue. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. God bless you. Wink. Put her back on hold, please.
I want to know about, I want to get...
Put her back on hold. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, okay.
Goodbye.
I love
you. Oh, you're bad.
Now, back to what I was saying that was most important. I am actually figuring out, now my kids are calling my phone. I'm actually just talking about the ladies and their trade and the Masters of Vogue. You know, Kay, it was good to see Kevin, and he was at the ball. And, you know, me and Kelly have spoken to a lot of different, I'm trying to get on, oh, my God. Yes, the call looks, well, that means all of y'all are listening that I spoke to today. Ain't none of y'all bitches plus one. Y'all going to gag when I get off this radio. But the Vogue, Masters of Vogue, so they there. The old way girls, the ones that don't hit the floor no more, because if y'all ever know, have you noticed how Sean old way has become a foolery, and that's why Damien was legendary, because they haven't seen bitches like DeJuan and Derek and all of them for the long time, because they also are safe. That they needed to be treated with homage, as DeJuan would say. So you know, I'm gonna leave that just like that. But you've been around Tyshawn, you know, from the early 2000s and stuff. Which one of the Masters of Vogue would you like to consider?
My favorite. I don't know if she's in the Master of Vogue, but my favorite Femme Queen performance is what's her name? Amina. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's over, bitch. Okay, wait, we have a caller. Amina, you one of my favorites, too. That's my sister. 347-654, you're on the air.
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's up? That was nice. Who's that?
Nicole, what up?
Who is this? Hey.
Jeff.
Who?
Jeff.
Jeff? Who's Jeff?
Jeff. Anyways, I was calling. I was listening to radio, whatever. And I was listening to you saying why niggas be treating the femme queens the way they be treating them and all that. And basically, you know me, I've been in a lot of relationships, in them type of relationships or whatever, and I treat everybody accordingly, like, on your actions. It ain't how you dress, none of that. It's your actions. You understand?
And so, like, so you like to date trannies? You like to date the femme queens?
Well, actually, I used to.
Okay, so why, being that you were a person that dated the femme queens, why is it that you have treated them like nothing but objects?
Not always treated like objects. It's like when I was in a relationship with Keisha, like that whole relationship was like for 10 years, lies and, you know, a lot of bullshit.
Look, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
My name is Tyshawn. Okay, so when you came out, I got to make this clear. You don't date femme queens now, you date women?
Yes, only women.
Okay, only women. So when you started messing around and you wanted to be bisexual,
I was young, go ahead.
Okay, you was young. So I'm trying to word this because
take it down.
I'm smoking, so just give me a minute. I'm gonna definitely tell you. I just feel like when you made your decision of dating femme queens, not butch queens,
mm-hmm.
and you say you treated them out of love and everything. When you first got into it, was it for the money?
Nah.
Did you have a job?
Nicole know me. I always had a job. Everything. Like any bitch I was with, like they didn't have to worry about nothing.
Because nowadays, what I'm realizing is most femme queens, they be want to get. I mean, well, most fooleries, they want to get busted in their head. They want to feel like, oh, punch me in my face. Go upstairs. I'm going to sit there. I'll make you something to eat. You know, that's how they want to feel. They feel like that because, number one, the girls, the most foolery femme queens, whatever you want to call them, they are insecure about themselves, number one. They want to play the part, but don't know how to play the part. You know, they want to be in the movie, but don't know the scene.
Exactly.
And it's hard for, you know, someone to treat someone
Hold on, I don't want to interrupt everybody or whatever. Jeff, thank you for calling in and giving your opinion from a man point of view. If there are any of guys out there that mess with the femme queens and y'all listening to this show because y'all got the number of my Facebook like he did, y'all need to call in and explain to these women why it is that y'all treat them like that. But I have a woman that would love to come on here and tell y'all why we get treated like that or why is that. And that next caller is 704-241. You are live on the air. 704-241. You're live on the air.
Hello, Nicole.
Was you just puffing this thing? Hello?
Hello.
What's going on? Get your phone together. That's Danielle Icon, the sex siren diva. Danielle, were you listening to the show?
Yeah, I was listening to the show.
Okay, well, Danielle's going to sit right here with me over this well today. Okay, Danielle, give me where I'm going to start with you. Tell me, Charlie, if them people are not pressing when my phone is ringing, that means everybody's telling me that the show is full, from Dawn to Selvin to everybody. So get rid of some of them people. Whatever, like I said, do so, Miss Sang. Danielle, give me something. What do you have, the trade, the Masters of
Role? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I just want to say, I think the trade treat the film queens like that because of the simple fact that, like, it's the way they allow themselves to be treated. You know what I mean? That's what I think. That's my opinion.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I that's just how I feel. Like,
could you please find Selvin's number and bring her in this, please?
If you allow yourself to be treated in that manner, then that's the way you're going to be treated.
Well, do
you
think
it
is because of the meat and the fact that trade, the girls are so promiscuous that they allow themselves, you know, to fall into a trap because they think a boy is cute and he has a nice piece of meat, so, you know, everybody go for the free ride?
Yeah, I think it's that. I think that's because most of the girls who allow themselves to be treated like that, they have inner securities, they're insecure about themselves, you know, and they feel like they need a piece of trade to feed them, to treat them like a female. So they're so eager to have the trade because they feel that that's the way to be treated like cunt. You know what I mean? When all
right. Each
film
queen,
not,
and each film
you know?
Queen want the baddest piece of trade. So why not show him the luxuries and the dons and all that and let him know, like, well, you know, then they start showing their girlfriend, that's my man, and that's why the trade they play with the other pieces of film queens.
I think that's because they're insecure about themselves,
right,
and they need that type
so.
Of male figure to make them feel complete. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Well, then they shouldn't be in the women's clothing. I think that they should take off them clothing because it's not
I think if they didn't have that female figure stuff going on, then a lot of them wouldn't be the way they are. You know what I mean?
And this is the person that made up the name Fake Fuckery this year.
I think that female figure stuff, I just don't think that that's it. Like, the era that I'm from, that was never, ever a thing. It was just witch queen, sim queen, witch queen and drag, or whatever it was. It was never heard of a female figure. And I think that's why the girls don't come out anymore and participate in the balls anymore, because, you know, it's just it's a fuckery. It's a mockery.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, Rodney, are you there?
Yeah, but I honestly think when they say...
Hold on. Yes. This is the cause. Lean on.
You're trying to bow down with the girl I love, and I like to fuck you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you, and I fuck her.
It's Milan Power, darling. The man of the evening. The travel servant. Rodney.
What's going on?
Hi, brother. How are you? Danielle, Tyshawn is
Hello.
On the phone.
Hello.
What's up, Tyshawn? What's up, Danielle? What's going on?
How are you? I'm fine.
I'm just getting off work. I'm just listening to the show on my way home.
What do you think about the trade thing?
You know what? I try not to comment on anything like that because I'm just like, you know, I get mixed signals sometimes. Sometimes I think it's like a money aspect. Sometimes I think it's just
A lot of times it's the money aspect because these girls like to shake their purse for the trade.
Right, this is true.
You know?
And that's why I'm like, you know, and then some just like the
and they're only following behind the film
illusion
from the early days.
Still,
because the film queens in the early days didn't do stuff like that, sweetheart. Not the true film queens from my era.
The generations never change; it just repeats itself. Generations never change.
Oh.
It only repeats ladies' stories.
Maybe your generation, but not mine.
Listen, you get a sound effect. Hold on, guys, because this is I love my panel. We have another caller, 240-441. You are now here on Ladies' Night. Hello, 240-441. I guess not. Thank you for calling in. Everybody out there that's listening, if you want to join this conversation and, you know, from our collections and Masters of Vogue and the trade and the femme queens and how they allow them to be treated like trannies, you can also come in. We have another caller, 678-913. You're live on the air.
Hey, Nicole, how are you?
Hey, who's this? What's up?
Alexis.
Hi, Alexis. How are you? And your statement?
I kind of agree with what Tyshawn said at one point. It's all what we accept. Because you do have some trade that will treat you and go with you in public and treat you like the lady that you truly are. But if you carry yourself like a female figure, or if you carry yourself like a faggot or
whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You know, that's what you're going to get treated like. I mean, it's all how you carry yourself.
I think people, the reason why I'm having this topic is because a lot, it's more foolery with the trade and the female figures and the femme queens than just the female figure. That's a big juice. You really gag at when you become to a certain place in your life and you are still being treated or introduced or walked up to by people who are looking at you as a secret, a closet case. I can't deal with that, or, you know, and it's safe for me to say that that doesn't happen to me. And if it would approach me, I always reject situations like that because I don't like the way I have to feel about it. So you out there and you saying that you a woman and you're an allowing trade to do whatever it is that they want to do to you, and because you think it make you feel like a woman, I think maybe you need to second thought, think about if, you know, being a woman is what you really want to be, because it has to come within. Trade will only treat you like you allow them to treat you. So I believe with that.
I mean, Nicole, that was stuff that I did back in 95. You know, I would allow boys to come to the back door, come in the window after night.
Yeah.
But if you can't come to my front door now, or if we can't walk, if I can't go to the movies with you, or we can't go out in public, then I don't want to be with you, point, period, blank. Trade, butch queen, whatever. There is no in-between with me anymore, and that's just me personally. That's why I say it's all up to what you accept from the boys.
Yeah, because if it smell like a dog and look like a dog, what is it?
Thank
a
you.
Dog.
You're going to treat it like a dog.
Exactly.
And that's why, like they say, we have girls that walk around, thigh-high boots, mini skirts, titties all out in broad daylight, but then you wonder why the boys don't want to, they want to wait till you get to your door or wait till you get in the hallway, and then they're going to approach you.
And
I walk around the city
the
of it.
They don't want nobody to see.
I walk around the city of Atlanta every day, and it's no shame.
I have on the face. The real.
To be real.
Wait.
The legendary Kelly Mizrahi.
You know, I was sitting here and I was not going
to
come on the show today.
Hold on.
I was not going to come on the show today. Yes, my sister Jasmine did win the bet and I did come on the show tonight. I came on the show because it's foolery and it's bullshit. And you know why the girls get treated that way? The reason why the girls get treated that way, because as soon as they spill their tea to these motherfucking boys on these internet and these websites that they be on, the boys start turning the conversation to sex. And just because a motherfucker got a big dick and got a cute motherfucking faces, the bitches want to roll over and act like a motherfucking dog and spread their motherfucking legs, bitch. If you act like a woman, they're going to treat you like a woman. As soon as they show you their dick or they got a cute motherfucking face and you act like a tranny, they're going to treat you like a motherfucking tranny. When I was fucking with the tranny, that didn't happen to me, because when the conversation turns into sex, bitch, I blocked them immediately. If you're going to treat me like a cunt, bitch, if I look like a woman, you're going to treat me like one, and you're going to respect me the same way you respect a cunt. And these femme queens and these female figures don't respect themselves, so that's why they get treated like a slut bag and they shake their motherfucking purse for these bitches, for these trains, because they don't have no confidence in themselves, bitch, and they think that's all that they worth, and that's exactly why they get treated the way they get motherfucking treated. So it's not the train, it's the femme queens and the female figures that do it to their motherfucking self. So stop blaming the train for the situation. It's the girls.
Well, I don't think anybody was blaming the trade. trade. I think that's what everybody said, that the trade, that people allow that. And by the way, Carol, I have a lot of people calling my phone. Could you unclear them lines or put myself in my caller's due? Thank you. I don't think it was that. I think it was just what we said.
Baby, we have a platinum package. If the girls want to get on the phone line, nobody's not going to search for their number. They need to press 1 to get on the fucking line. I don't give a fuck who they are. If their number's not seen and they don't press 1, they won't get on the line. Nobody's searching for nobody's number. Press 1 if you want to get up on here. They know the routine. It's 7 when they call in.
Well, back to what we were saying, I don't think that that's what anything with any of us was addressing. We have now spoken on that it is the girls that see the trade, and the girls want to go off and they allow the trade to treat them. So now the trade treat everybody like a tranny.
Hold on, you have a caller. 267-230, you're live on the air on Ladies' Night.
Hello?
267-230, you're live on the air. Oh, the next caller is 347-862. You're live on the air on Ladies' Night. You're going to 347-654. You're live on the air on Ladies' Night. 347-654. You're live on the air on Ladies' Night. Okay, you're going to the next caller is 347-245. You're live on the air on Ladies' Night.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening,
yes.
Nicole.
Hi, Mr. Carroll. Ms. Kelly, you can take all that ambition and that abnormality you got in your voice and put it on mute, please.
I'm out of here. I'll see y'all
all next week
on the vacation.
This lady's figure. Hi, Carroll. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm okay. For history note, let's learn what the word trade means. The word trade from back in the day, and I've been a film queen for over 20 years. The trade is you give me this and I give you that. That's how they got their name, the trade. For the first time in my life, I have to agree with Kelly. It all begins with your self-esteem and how you feel that you should be treated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's what everybody was saying
that's
to care about.
That's what everybody said.
Yes,
and
about the truth.
And again, if you're going to be a female, then be a female. Only you can make your self-esteem do what it does. Hence the word self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
And that's you know me, and you know that I deal with the trade.
So would you say you don't have a problem with the dealing with the trade, and you don't would never allow, or the trade wouldn't go to treat you like that?
No. Unless that's the way I felt that I should be treated.
All right. Well, that's Miss Kiara Delta. Nanushka, you on the line with me and Kiara, Danielle, Rodney, Tashawn. You're on the air.
The thing that kills me is women do the same thing. So it don't matter if you're a female figure, if you're a fem queen. This even goes on with the BQ. It's not just a specific, like, it's not just like one group. Everybody goes through that. Some of them are called prostitutes. like, can I go on and on and on? I mean, let's really be honest. Back then, the butch queens had to get to trade weed and a 40 ounce.
Hello, somebody.
After that, it went from that. Yes, I'm a fembot. But yes, it went from that to then it graduated to a PlayStation, a PS2. Then it went from that to a pair of Jordans.
That's right, Nanushka. You better say
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they do jewelry. Sometimes they do iPods, iPads. I just do it for what it's worth. If I can get it for free, I get it for free. If I can't get it, I just can't get it. And it is what it is, because Selvin always got it. So at the end of the day, it didn't matter if you was a drag, it didn't matter if you was a little boy in a dress, it didn't matter if you had pink lipstick. If you got it, you got it. If you gave it away, you gave it away. And it's no shame. What's wrong with having a little piece that looks sad? You're supposed to let everybody see it. They're going to see it anyway. That's why they are called tranny chasers, not Trey. Tranny's going to do something on the low when no one knows about it. Tranny chasers is just that everybody had it. It's a big difference. And when it comes on a thin box like me and Miss Ricky, you would never know the no. And it is what it is. Now let's talk about these trans men and these fem queens.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. No trans men getting new. Not talking about the bull daggers and the trans man and the stuff. Well, I want to move on with, because this the trade has really went off the top, went, or blown out of it. I knew that would be a light, hot conversation.
What,
and a lot of people
chases,
was getting
bro.
On. All right, the tranny chasers. A lot of people was calling in, and a lot of people need to press 1. If you're on the line and you didn't get through, I apologize. You need to be calling back in, or I'm pressing 1. I want to move on. We have another caller. 347-726. You're on the air. 347-726. You're on the air. 347. You're about to be gone. 215-616, you're on the air.
Bloody hell, it's not 7.
Oh, shit.
We're going to get
oh, my God, it's not 7. I love
it.
Oh, my God.
Miss London, don't hang up. London, have a nice night, sweetheart. I don't want to hear you. I know this is America. This is not London.
I want to speak to Susan, not you. Not saying the code. No.
Get this
girl
off this line, please. God.
Hello?
Nina.
What is
you
this
bloody whore.
What is a wine? Wait, excuse me, waiting, Kara. Wait. Get London off the line until she wants to address my topics. I'm not looking
for
that.
I love her. I love London.
No,
I love her.
What does she want to say? Let her get to it.
I love
what
her
is
accent.
Her London?
I love the accent, but it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. A female figure is an excuse in Kara. It is something that the ballroom has allowed children to do to make it easier to battle the fem queens, the girls that had way time. And because the fem queens has left the scene, it was more easier to make that category, because it could, like, who were they going to battle? What was it going to be like? And it was time to get everyone on the floor. So they made this category that allows you to be a boy with muscles, to put on a wig, and to dance with people like Sanaya and Christina and all of the rest of the girls who have, were, you know, it off.
No, well, I'm going to be honest with you. You can't blame them. And I'm going to be honest with you. You can't blame them. You blame the ones that don't come out no more. And this is how things are going. And I'm going to be honest with you. That's like me.
I got to hold on. Let me take this call. 267-230. You're live on the air.
Nicole, I'm just supporting.
Oh, hi, Miss Kennedy. That is Miss Kennedy LaCroix. What's going on? I'm just supporting. That's my
just supporting. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't blame the Butcher and the Drags or the women, whatever you want to call it. I don't blame them. I feel like this. If you can't hang, you can't hang. If you can bang, you can bang. That's with me. I don't want big boys performance. But, girl, I can't get upset, honey, if don't get me wrong, you got some of these big children looking like baboons, but I can't get mad.
I got another caller, 718-710. You live on the air.
Yo, so bust this. It's all them queens. That's female figure shit. All of that is too much work. And I don't need to because anytime I come out, I'll always go. So have a bad.
Wait, is this Derek?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, Master of Vogue, you said every time you come out, you always walk.
Whenever I come out, yes, I do.
Can't hear you, Derek. Your phone is going in and out. So you don't have a problem with battling the new legends that has now stepped in the place of you and DeJuan and the rest of y'all. Get your background together, Derek.
That ain't even my phone.
Well, somebody get your backgrounds together, please. I want to hear you.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, I don't even care about that. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I am who I am. And when I get your food, they don't.
Well, okay. Well, I would like for a lot of your other masters of Vogue and the people of the old way and everybody that once upon a time hit the floor that don't longer hit the floor have the same ambition and stuff that you just came up here and proclaimed, because we just don't see them anymore. And, you know, there's so much at risk these days.
That's good that you don't see them no more. They don't got it.
Oh, you know.
It's,
yeah,
not,
maybe
it's, not, that they, it's not that they don't got it.
I mean, you give a little, you take a little. You know what I mean? And when you're done with it, you're done with it. Sometimes you're done with it. Sometimes you get that thrill again, but sometimes that thrill is lost.
But it's all, but it's the reasons as well, Danielle. You know, it's a big, sometimes I think that's a big excuse. Because if you're done with it and you feel that way, why do all you need to be commenting? Why you have such a problem with not being, not you, not people have such a problem with not being paid homage to? Why they don't want to battle, then I don't come out because the ballroom is this different and it's that. Well, the ballroom is different because in Kira, y'all girls don't come out. So how have so much comments about who's doing what today?
Do you see,
no,
do the real deal is, the real deal is, and I'm going to keep it real, the reason why some of them complain, because they don't have, it's either you don't have it no more, or you're losing, and you can't take your loss.
So, Derek, you think you don't have it anymore?
At the end of the day, I'm only speaking for me. I don't let nothing stop me. I don't care if I have one leg. If I can still dip, I'm coming. If I can't, then I'm just going to judge and just make my opinion that way. I don't have the patience of sitting there. Just like I said, I'm unbothered. I don't care if a new girl comes along. I don't even care if a fake legend comes along. If I still got it, my thing is now I'm proving to myself. As to the girl that used to be 400 pounds, now 235, that still got it. And if
well
I still
said.
Got it, why not play with those 150, 140s, 130s, 200s? Because at the end of the day, when I'm on the floor, I don't see no one. And I'm
well, hold on a sec. We got another caller. 347-4726. You're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, this is Angie. I wanted to comment on the trade and the femme queens.
And what about what's going on with the trade and the femme queens?
Well, it's all about how you know, bring yourself across to anybody, because if you're going to respect yourself, then anybody's going to respect you, regardless of their trade, female, whatever they are, they're going to respect you. So it's all about how you bring yourself to the world and, you know, the world's eye. But I guess it's a lack of female figures and femme queens, because there's a lot of femme queens that are not here. And I guess didn't show the new girls what to do and how to do it, because I breathe and eat and shit hormones. And that's just me. A lot of other girls don't do that. I've dealt with the trade for about 7 years, and they had turned me out. And even to where the witch queens have kind of turned me out, too. But, you know, I'm a strong female, so I just think that it's crazy. But it's a lack of older femme queens teaching the new femme queens what's going on and how everything was brought to them.
Can I say something on that? I'm going to be honest with you. Let's take out the word trade, and I'm going to tell you why. Trade was back then when trade didn't know and trade was growing. We have tranny chasers now. There is no more such thing as trade. Trade don't wear no tight jeans and all that.
Amen.
Trade been gone. I remember back in the days when trade didn't even know what gay labels was. Trade to me is when you don't know nothing about gay, period. You just coming out. That's trade to me. You become a tranny chaser bitch when you know all the elements, when you know where the dick goes and this goes and that goes and how they, baby, when I tell you, they be coming out with stuff that I won't even say out my own mouth. They be like,
hello,
so, are you moaning? Or, like,
Are your titties real?
Well, that's because they get the they speak to all the different people and stuff. Hold on, we got to call it out.
What makes them around and they talk about what they're doing, getting moans and
right,
doing
right,
doing
right.
So
that's why when they meet
the
next person,
how many telegrams? No,
we're gonna turn it.
The trade should not know that.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, hold on, y'all. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Thank you, Angie, for calling in. We got another caller, 917-689. You live on the air.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up? I feel that it basically comes down to the female figures in the drag, in the trains, whatever they can feel and be identified with today, due to the fact that a lot of them don't have no respect for themselves. If you read a regular heterosexual male, he thinks you are a woman, he will respect you as one until proven otherwise, such as if he asks to take you out on a date or let's go to the movies, such as et cetera, and then you decide to disclose your tea to him, and the next thing you know, you're talking about, oh, why don't you just come over to my house at 10 o'clock tonight and we can smoke and chill. He already knows what it is, even if it's his first time doing it. He's going to come over, you're going to suck his trade. And that's fine. Therefore, he might not call you. Then the girls want to run around talking about why they're not being respected. So at the end of the day, I think it comes down to the female figures not having no respect for themselves.
Well, I think I agree with what you say.
It's no respect at all. I'm like this.
Wait a minute.
If I don't meet your family and your mother, honey, it is what it is, and I'm gonna keep it funky. If you're the female figure, and I'm really being honest, if you don't meet the boy's family, period. If you're not at the funeral, at the family reunion, whatever it is, the baby shower, bitch, you use it for what it is. It don't matter how long, because at the end of the day, a person's going to dog you regardless. And that's
do you have
the
anything to do? Hold on, let me go to my next caller. Thank you, caller, for calling in. 212-616, you're live on the air.
Hi, hello. I just want to talk about the tray in London.
I'm going to let you talk, London, but I want to know, are you going to the collections ball?
London?
Yeah, I wanted to know before you cut me off, and the next time you cut me off, I'll make sure I said currency, because my father's a really high person, okay?
Oh, okay. I apologize.
Yes.
Okay.
So if I want to bloody talk, let me bloody talk.
Okay, well, go ahead. Are you going to the collection ball, and are you going to bring the tray from London?
Yeah, I want to know, and I have a lot of tray in London. Actually, I have a tray right now.
Okay.
I like it.
What is it that you wanted to say? You wanted to talk.
If I was to come to the ball, or what do you call it?
The collections ball.
I'ma just say collect.
Okay. If you was to come to the ball, what?
If I come to the collect, I want to meet you first.
Okay.
Because you are rude.
Okay.
And I don't like rude people.
Okay. Well, you can ask anybody to point me out to you, and they will gladly do so.
I don't like serving anymore.
Why? What did Selvin do?
I was the one that was saying, let you talk. What do you mean?
I really love you, and you.
And I was saying hi, and I said let her talk, and they would not let you talk.
So you wanting to hang me up?
Huh?
You say you wanting to hang me up?
No, I said let her talk. I never said hang up. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm never a person that would try anybody to hang up unless it's somebody trying to be honestly. But you didn't do nothing to me for me to even say hang up. But I did say let her talk.
We have a nickname for you out here. We call you Spitter.
I know that's right.
We call you Spitter because you spit on people.
I will be out there in London very soon, so I will hope to meet you one day.
Okay. My name is Lardia.
Okay. How are you?
Okay.
Lardia, what category do you walk? Do you walk balls?
No, I play with balls.
Oh. You walk into that.
I don't walk on balls. That hurts.
You walk into that one, Nicole.
OK.
okay. See, because I'm gagging. They want to hear whatever you have to say.
Okay.
You know personally
well,
how I feel.
I know that New York people or New York trade guys have big dicks, and I wanted to say that the guys in London have big dicks as well. Even bigger.
No, the ones in Chicago are the ones that got it. Hello, somebody.
Have you ever seen a 17?
But wait a minute. London, what's your name?
Yes.
This is not a talk show about the sizes of penises and stuff like that. So if you don't have anything that, you know, regarding the collection ball or the topic, I don't understand your presence.
Okay, well, if I come to the collector, I will, I don't know what I should do.
I mean, what do you prefer? What do you call yourself?
I'm very pretty, and my name is Lordia.
Okay.
I'm not funny. Why are you laughing?
Okay, are you in the house? Are you looking to be in the house? Who would you like to see at the collection board, being that
I'm
you know
I'm actually
Selvin?
In my house right now.
This is what people want to see. Y'all putting the shit. I'm the one to go through this.
I want the name of Kelly's. Where's Kelly? Hold on, we're gonna get Kelly on the phone.
Kelly, she wants to talk to you because this is more your speed. Kelly, are you there? Could someone please go get Kelly? She's not coming on for this. I don't know why. She used to come on for everything else, London. I don't think she wants to talk to you.
Hello, my phone was on mute. I'm right here. Howdy.
There she go. London, there
Hi,
go
Kelly.
Yes.
I love you.
I love you too.
Hey, are you related to Spitter?
See, this is not. Who is Spitter?
Spitter is Sullivan.
So, what do you call? What do you call London Freeze? Who are you? What are you? You up here maiming people. What's your fucking name? And what earphone are you speaking from?
I don't believe you should curse at me. I haven't cursed at you.
Because I'm tired of your different numbers and your horrible accent that people think is so pretty.
I have
Who
different
are you?
Numbers because I have a lot of money.
You do, really? Well, if you have a lot of money,
yes.
Go spend your money on doing something else or spend it coming to the collections board because it's very well needed. That's what you
How
should
about
do.
I spend my money on you?
No, I don't want your fucking money.
Thank
don't
you
want nothing
like
from you. In fact, I don't want to hear you, and I wish I'd take this caller off the air.
You're so rude when you come
and
to
that,
London.
And I was born that way.
We are going to beat you.
You're not. I've never been beat, bitch. Keep it moving.
Thank you, caller, for definitely calling it. I'm out of here.
We
don't
care what people say.
Up.
We know the truth. You know what it is with their torture.
Couture CEO is in the building. Jasmine?
Bitch. Bitch, I'm gagging. Bitch, I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, London.
Ooh, shit.
Hi.
Yes, Miss London is a key. Thanks, buddy. That bitch said Spitter. Nicole, why are you not using London, honey? The chat room and everybody is going up for London. You are the only one that is not using her.
Because London is not speaking upon the topic, and she can't tell me anything she wants to work at the collection board, so I don't see what her presence is for. If she wants to name people, she can find another show to give somebody a different name, because I don't even know who she is. She called from 8 different numbers. And she got a lot of money.
Then when you go international, it's a golden card.
No, when you call in Google, you could do whatever the fuck you want. London should go sit down and tell me about, you know, what she wants to walk. Jasmine, but
London,
I'm not going to see and discuss London because she's getting on my nerves. Could you please
London,
announce
please
to the public?
Call in on Monday, honey. I want to hear you.
Yes, call Kelly on Monday. Kelly will love to get you to talk to the girl. She will make you her co-host. She will make you fab. Call Miss Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
Jasmine,
oh
you had some announcements about your couture ball and your three-day ball. Okay, yeah, three-day ball. You're having a category every day.
I know, right? Hi, everybody. That's on the line. I laugh so much I can't even see. Hi, everybody. Hi. Hey, Selvin.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I just wanted to interrupt the show really quickly because I just need to give you guys an update for the people that are listening and people in the chat room and the people that are going to listen to the archives tomorrow and stuff. There has been a couple of updates with the collections ball. Just to touch up on some of the things really quickly, I've been getting different calls about categories, and I just continue to get the same calls from time to time about the same categories. Really quickly, just so you guys can understand and share it with your house members and stuff like that. what were they? Really quickly. The 1 point categories are for the new and upcoming children. Again, that is for children who have not walked balls before, who are new to the ballroom scene, who probably walk in their local states, who walk mini balls, who don't have a name, know of the years. They haven't really hit a major ball yet or anything like that. It's for that younger generation. It is not for people who currently walk a certain category right now and all of a sudden they want to switch. If you already have a name for yourself, this is not the night to switch to another category for that 1 point. If you want to switch to another category, you can, but it'll be for the regular points, the regular categories that night. But this 1 point category, which is considered the new and upcoming categories, that is more for the younger generation. And again, those categories are for you to bring it in the effect or whatever of a younger type movie, like, you know, a Disney film, comic book film, Toy Story, Happy Feet, anything like that, anime. Those are the type of movies that you want to look forward, you know, pick for your categories. For the regular categories that night, you can still do those type of movies if you want to. You're not limited at all, but those 1 point categories for the new and upcoming kids, you are limited to a younger generation and younger genre for movies. Another thing that people were asking about was, God, I can't remember.
Or the production?
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Selvin. Productions. No productions for single categories. No music or anything like that for your single categories. Just whatever the DJ is playing. But if you're doing as a house categories, yes, you can have productions, props, music, whatever you want for your as a house category. And again, thank you, Selvin, for bringing it up because that was the next one. For your as a house categories, it should be 5 to 10 members. No less than 5, no more than 10 for your as a house categories. That is as a house realness, performance, sex, Simon, best dress, and runway. so make sure you keep that in mind. And your production should not be no more than 3 to 5 minutes for those as a house categories. Those are for 5 points, the biggest points of the night for the 10,000. I also added an additional category that night. On top of legendary Butch Queen Vogue Femme, I have added legendary twist for 4 points. So the Vogue Femmes, legendary Vogue Femmes will be 4 points, and legendary twisters will be 4 points as well. So I have added that category this week for legendary twisters that night. for the people that are really mixing up this ball, calling it a three-day ball, or they're just kind of lost on what's happening because they know it's a big weekend, the ball is not 3 days, and the ball is not going to take place over the course of 3 days. The bottom line is that it's going to be considered like a collections ball weekend. That Friday, I do have access to the venue for setup, stage setup, runway setup, that part of, you know, early in the day on Friday. Friday evening, I am allowing individual houses to come in and do a rehearsal, a walkthrough, get comfortable with the building, get comfortable with the stage, so forth and so on, for the houses that are walking the $5,000 grand march. I will allow you guys about an hour of time to actually go in there and do a rehearsal, just kind of, you know, do your routine a few times just to become familiar with the area, so the next day when the ball starts, you will be more prepared for it, and you're not just going into a venue you've never been to before, walking and doing a production, and you're just not familiar with what's going on. That is what Friday is. Friday night, we plan on also hosting like a card event. I want to play cards. Kelly wants to play cards, and a couple of people want to get together and play cards Friday night. So that's what we plan on doing Friday night. Saturday, we will be getting prepared for the ball. The doors will open at 7 p.m. The ball will start 9. The first category of the evening will be the Grand March. So we'll be getting the ball rolling around 9 p.m. Saturday evening. And then the ball will last those hours for the Grand March category grand prize, as well as the $10,000. Then the next night, for people who are still in town, I will be hosting an aftermath at the same place, the same venue where the ball was. For people, that'll be early Sunday evening. For people who are still in town and just want to relax and chill and stuff like that, I will be hosting an aftermath with some categories, some cash, and those categories really will be pertaining to things that happen at the collections ball, kind of like a, you know, revenge type match, redemption, things of that sort. So just keep that in mind for some of the grand prizes. But of course, there will be basic categories that night as well for cash and stuff, just so people can, you know, kind of just chill, have fun and everything before they go home. But that is what the weekend is all about. So people, please don't get it confused thinking that the ball is taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That is not correct. As well as, I don't remember some of the other things, you know, again, the host hotels are in the area. Contact the hotels, go to Facebook, look up the codes, the phone numbers and everything, and book your rooms. Those rooms are going quickly. And I think that's it. If you have any questions, hit me up on Facebook. A lot of people are hitting me up, calling me, emailing me. And bottom line is, people are still putting movies in at this time. People are changing their movies around for the Grand March. A lot of people are getting together. Tables, I had to order an additional 10 tables. They are completely going by. I had held some tables for a lot of people, but unfortunately, guys, for houses that I've held the tables for, I can no longer keep holding these tables. You guys need to send your money in as quick as possible. Unfortunately, I cannot hold them because I'm getting people who aren't even in houses that are coming in groups. I got two television networks that want to come to the ball and be a part of it. It's just really getting bigger and bigger as we speak. So everyone really get prepared, get ready, and that's pretty much it. If you guys have any questions, I'm right here.
Okay. Well, I think you pretty much set it all for me. I got it completely. I hope everybody else heard that it's not a three-day ball, but a three-day event. Is there anybody in the caller's queue, Jasmine, that would have anything to say? If you have something to say, you can press 1, come on here, ask your questions, or anything that has anything to do with the collections ball. That's no. That means nobody.
You got a caller, Nicole. You on Facebook?
Yeah, well, go ahead. What's the caller? You can just go ahead and
78412, you're on the air.
Hi. The ball sounds real fun, you know. But I want to ask, for the, I think the collection ball, when is that?
October 15th, Saturday, October 15th in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, October 15th. And by me being a junior film queen, I was wondering, like, why nobody really, like, have put out any junior film queen categories inside the balls. I mean, I feel this should be...
What do you walk?
Huh?
What do you walk?
Well, I was walking Black Realness. But now...
Okay, well, that ball, and I think I'm probably one of the people who have started to change that. That ball,
mm-hmm.
I have divided the categories for the female figures into drags, junior femme queens, big girls, and things of that sort. So you do have female figure categories. I mean, I'm sorry, junior femme queen categories that night.
So the
okay.
junior femme queen categories are the drag categories. Is that correct? Huh? Your female figure categories are considered drag categories, correct?
They will be considered the female, the femme, junior femme queen.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
okay.
you have the butch queen and drag. So if you are someone who are used to considering yourself a female figure, that night the category will be under femme queen, junior femme queen.
Like
because
yeah,
she don't believe
like
the female
that.
Figure. Yes, because she don't believe
like
the female
that.
Figure either.
I like that.
I think
that's
that.
Very elegant.
Thank you, Danielle.
Very elegant.
Ms. Danielle.
Very elegant. Okay.
That's
basically, Jasmine, so basically,
you're welcome.
Jasmine, you're saying you denounce.
Jasmine, did you hear Danielle?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Oh, here goes the sink. Jasmine, did you hear Danielle?
What did she say?
She said, Danielle, tell her again.
I said, so basically, Jasmine, being that you're doing this for your Ultimate Collections ball, so basically you're saying you denounce.
I denounce what?
Female figure.
Oh, I don't see female figure either, no.
Thank you. See, we're from the same era, and, you know, great minds think alike. And yeah.
Pay no mind to the sound effects. That's Miss Kelly. She's going through it while she's painting her face.
I know who it is.
Kelly, come on now. Why do you see female?
Let her get her life. Pay attention, America. Let her get her life. Is there anybody? Oh, there was a caller in queue, Jasmine, that have a question. 917-693. You're live on Ladies Night. What's going on?
Just listening.
Huh?
I'm just listening.
Are you having any questions for Jasmine about the collection ball?
I can't wait.
Oh, okay. So that means you're going to be there.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for listening. You can put her back in the queue. Is there anybody else online that have any questions or anyone that talk about and have any questions about their category or how they should bring it? You should press one now.
I see female figure.
Well,
how do you see female figures, Selvin? Help me understand it. I don't understand it.
Because femme queens are boring. And I'm being honest with you. It's not
okay,
fun.
Okay, but
Let me finish. It's not fun to me because they don't come out no more. I mean, it's not my fault that they don't come out. I mean, one minute the girls was complaining about how they didn't have categories for them. Now we make categories for them. They still don't come out. So it's no shade.
Okay.
This is the new era.
I completely understand what you're saying, but this is what I'm not understanding. Are we talking about female figure the way it's written on a flyer for categories, or what are we talking about?
I'm talking about female figures in general. Like I said, you got a lot of these female figures, they're willing to have for these motherfucking femme queens. These femme queens can't even hold a candle to some of these motherfucking female figures that's out here. The femme queens need to get their motherfucking sorry asses back up on the motherfucking floor and do what they got to do. If they come out more often, maybe there'll be more femme queen categories on the floor. These bitches want to act like they're sad and they can't come out unless it's for coins because you started throwing coins around. Back in the days, the femme queens used to come out for $50 and a fucking trophy. Now they feel they're sad and they can't come out unless it's a coin because they're too busy shaking their purse or sucking a motherfucking dick.
Well, back
okay,
in the day,
we understand
the day,
all that. All that is understandable the way everybody feels about that. But what I'm saying is we are talking about a female figure category, right?
Okay.
Right.
Don't
now,
get me wrong. I feel that certain girls, I feel like if it was like sex shopping or something. Well, I don't know. That's just my opinion. My thing is that if the girls don't want that, then they need to come out more. That's how I see that.
You can't
complain
about it. I think people put female figure on a flyer because they just don't want to make it seem like they have so many categories. Instead of putting woman's body, femme queen body, drag's body,
they
just combine it all together and have them all come out. Why? Because
you
have the categories individually.
Is trying to emulate and want to be a woman. What is the problem with her battling with a woman?
Because
yeah.
That's not a woman, that's a boy with a wig. A Latin boy, a black boy, a dye clean boy with a wig who decides to dress up as a woman that night. And she may look cute that night.
Kelly,
and the points are taken away
Kelly,
from
Kelly,
a girl
Kelly.
Who has been doing it a long time. That's what
okay,
it is.
Okay, then what about a woman then?
And till the bitches come back out on the floor and they at the ball. I'm all for female figures. Because you know what? At the end of the day, like my sister would say, the female figures is the ones that come out to the ball and they're the ones that walk the categories and they're the ones that sponsoring everybody that's having the ball. The femme queens don't.
Okay, well, at the end that that's what all you're for, that's not what I'm for, so I don't need you to come in my conversation and tell me what you're trying to say, because I don't want to hear about what you think the female figure or the fake fuckery or the fraud femininity should get. I think a better version to make it all nice and to meet at the table is what Jasmine is doing at the Collections Ball by making it Junior Femme Queen. I think that's it's a better word that they should be wanting to be introduced as.
I think it's wonderful.
So,
I just think everybody should be acknowledged for their own individual category that night.
Yeah,
I think
who
that's
they really
who
are,
it should be.
And not who
but I do
be.
Understand where Kelly's coming from. I do understand what you're saying, Selvin, as well, because that is what the problem is. When we're sitting here creating, as a promoter, we sit here and we create these categories. We try to word them correctly, make it seem like it's not too many categories and stuff. When we put categories down like woman's face, woman's body, we got the drags, we got the femme queens, and we sit here and we have these three categories, and when we have the ball, only one walks this one walks that one walks this one.
Well, that's how the idea came along. That's how it came along.
That's how it came along.
And I will blame
the
whole thing.
Wait a minute.
I will say that it is the lack of presence of the femme queens, and like another caller called and said, how the femme queens are not there, they don't teach correctly. I will say that, but that's the reason why the term female figure, because they weren't there, and they needed to make these categories shorter. They needed to allow them to battle with them and that. So I meet halfway. But my denouncement is the term itself, period. You know, I think the term is apocryphal. It's horrible, bitch. You know, like, I don't see it. So to say Junior Femme Queen, hold on, you guys. We have a caller. Hold on. 773-563, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a question about the collection ball.
Oh, Jasmine.
Hello.
I'm here.
She's there. Go
yes,
ahead.
I was looking at the flyer, and I looked at the category face, and I see that you don't have big boy face.
No, I don't have big boy face as of right now. No, I don't.
Okay.
Are you a big boy that won a big face?
What I've been doing with categories for people who have been requesting them is if I get a high demand on it, then I will add it. But I just cannot add categories, you know, based on just one individual. So just let me know, write it in if you didn't do it already. But I've been looking at categories, and when I get a high demand on it, then I will consider adding it. But if I just don't see a lot of people walking that category at the present time, then I'm just not adding it. We're already into a category way past what I even believe in. But I want all houses to have representation in all areas. But unfortunately, I just can't add every single category in the ballroom.
Is there anything else you want to ask?
No, she answered my question. Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller, 267-230. You're live on the air.
Yeah,
that should be Miss Kennedy.
I'm just supporting Nicole.
Huh?
I'm just supporting.
Oh, yeah, that's Kennedy Nicole. Donna, you don't have anything to say about
my
female figure?
Who I am.
All right. Do you have anything to say about my female figure, the female figure? What do you denounce that term?
No, I'm a self-made woman.
You want to say you're a woman?
No, I didn't say that. I said I'm a self-made woman.
Okay, so how do you feel about the term female
figure?
Nicole,
I have nothing to say. I'm just
Well, thank you for coming for her back in the queue. Back to Danielle, that junior thing is really sexy, and Jasmine,
I think that's
sexy.
I think that's very exotic.
I think that's sexy.
It's very classy. You know, it's very exotic, and I like that.
So to all the people for the collection ball, if you want to know what the term is, it went out the window, and that night you'll be a junior femme queen if you, you know, walk with female clothes on all day long, or if you live your life like that, but you're not moaning, and you're just that realer than all the femme queens, as Kelly would say. That
is another thing. And I know where we're going to see all the femme queens out on the floor. Everybody and their mama is going to bring all their femme queens out October 15th for the collections ball. And then after the collections ball, you won't see none of them again.
Exactly. And it's no mayonnaise. It's no mayonnaise. I would love to see it. I would love to see it for one night only. Like, Danielle, are you going to be on the floor?
I'll be at the collections ball.
No, are you going to be on the floor?
I'll be on the floor at the collections ball.
Okay. Well,
I know that's right, Danielle.
I'll see you guys on the floor. I know you'll be at the end when I get there.
Like I said, it's not that I don't appreciate the film queens, but it's no shame. That's like with the trans men. They complain how they don't have categories. We make categories for them. It'd be only one or none. It's like, come on with that. Like, that's just a waste of a category. And it's no shade towards nobody. That's like leather versus sway. That's like, it's like you move on as it go. It's no shame. If you have a category, we're reaching out to you. You don't walk it. That's my fault? No. I know when I'm going to have the next ball, I'm not going to put it there. It's just no shame. Sometimes you be gagging, like, at certain boards. It'd be like a board that's not crowded. Something will come fab out of it. A boy that's crowded, something will come fab out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever you make it. If you feel that you're not a female figure, don't walk. If you feel that you're just a
queen,
walk.
And
I don't either.
That's how it is.
I totally understand
But at the end of the day, y'all are. Because at the end of the day, and this is no disrespect, Nicole, if you're walking open to all always, you are a female figure.
This show is now over. It was nice having y'all on here tonight at Ladies Night. I appreciate it, but that closed the building. Y'all are absolutely insane. What me walking away means is that I'm doing something that the femme queen, female figure, none can do. I decided to be
out and be different.
Okay, but you
as a woman, not no fucking, it was never female figure back then. Not a fucking female figure.
No,
this is not right. You're not going to say that.
What do you mean back then?
Listen, you know what?
I want to say one thing. I don't understand what's the difference between female figure and open to all performance. Because the girls say, oh, I don't want to battle against the female figures because they Butch Queen and drag this thing. It's the same thing as open to all performance. And open to all performance was out back in the day.
Exactly.
And back in the days, that's not what I was walking in when I was walking the old way. Thank you very much. So I don't care. I've been walking the old way into what I am today. So I wasn't walking it as anything, no fucking female figure or that then. No.
But wait, the part that I don't understand is that you would sit there and say that you wouldn't battle a Butch Queen in drag, but when it comes in the old way, you're battling a Butch Queen.
Well, that's very different. I like to dance and tap with the Butch Queens. I don't like to have anything that has anything to do with females, bitch.
I never did that
anyway. That's not my thing. And I walk realness because I have my own thing about me being a female. But I don't indulge in those categories. And I decided to because I'm a new lady. But the way I grew up is I don't get involved. That's why I don't have fem queen girlfriends and we arguing over trade and stuff.
My next question, Nicole. In 2 years, it will be the Collections Ball 2013. So if Jasmine does open to all always for $5,000, and they have Butch Queens, Butch Queen and Drag, and everything walking, you're not going to walk the category?
I mean, well, that's a stupid question. Of course I'm going to walk the category.
Wow.
Wait, but that don't make me no female figure. That make me a woman that can do what other fucking women can't do, bitch. And I have a spot in the category, so why I would not be out there for the $5,000?
But what about the women?
I haven't seen them yet. Well, wherever they're at, I have not seen them yet, and they haven't came and won over me. So that's not what I'm concerned about. What I'm concerned about is that I can indulge in the category that most people don't indulge in, and I've been doing it for years. $5,000, bitch? Yes, I'm coming. Yes, absolutely. And it has nothing to do with female figure and this, this, that. Y'all don't know what the fuck I am. Bitch, a fucking female figure.
I feel the ballroom scene has lost its originality.
Accept it, Nicole. It is what it is.
Please.
And it's
that's the problem. Let me
it.
Tell you another problem, being a told on Danielle. That's the problem. Too many people is accepting whatever somebody else wants them to accept. I'm not accepting shit.
Then don't
walk
it.
I don't do it.
But
I don't have female figure categories. Never did.
No,
I don't walk
them. Nicole, if you walk for the $5,000, if you walk for the $5,000 and you have to battle a drag, you are walking against a female figure.
She's a drag queen to me.
But then on Monday, Kool-Aid, they're going to call and they're going to be reading, oh, this Butch Queen or this Butch Queen in drag locked that femme queen like that. That wasn't fear. It wasn't right.
Well, bitch, you know what? I'm glad that you said that. But being that I'm attached to my motherfucking record because I am the locker, I'm not pressed by that. Do your homework, bitch. You know that. So that don't bother me at all either. And mother, to your question, she's a Butch Queen in drags when she's battling me. And when it's a femme queen, she's a femme queen that's battling me. And when it's a Butch Queen, it's a Butch Queen that's battling me. And now that Jasmine has brought the Collections Ball,
so then what is a Butch Queen? Is that a male figure?
No, that Butch Queen and a Butch is a Butch Queen and a Butch.
And what is it called then?
It's open to all. So it's a Butch Queen and a Butch.
Bitch, I don't give a fuck if I'm in drags or out of drags. I know I'm a fembot and I'm coming. That's
well,
all that matters. Grandpa, give me my coin. And if you want
to
call me a
you don't walk open to all categories because you don't walk and put any of your open to all things out in public. You couldn't vogue the old way, and you don't walk open to all performance at big balls. And Jasmine has that.
It doesn't matter to me.
Jasmine have open to all performance. Are you going to come out and walk that category like you walk it in the Rumble Balls?
Doesn't have over to all performance, but if she had it, I would definitely be on the floor. I don't have a problem with playing with the little girls or the big girls or anybody, because anything a little bitch can do, I'm going to do better. Trust me, when a bitch do a motherfucking flip and a dip bitch and I come right behind them and do it, I'm going to get more life for doing it because I'm a big bitch.
Well, that's true. I applaud that, and I definitely don't. I want to be clear that I don't have a problem with anybody and anything that they do. I have a problem with the term and how disgusting it sounds. So, and I don't think that they should even want that term behind their name. What the fuck is a female figure? And I think that they also should feel like that.
And Nicole, what was the topic about Old Way again? Because I was trying to get in.
It was the Masters of Vogue, because Kelly said that she's not going to do the $2,000 for these girls to be a foolery. So I'm actually trying to see if this is really. Yeah, no, it's is it open to all, Kelly?
It's open to all legendary performance.
Yep. So that means all the masters for the Old Way or whoever, you know, the people that claim, because it is a Masters of Vogue category, and the hat thing. And we're trying to come to an agreement, but the Old Way girls are never around, and the masters are in wheelchairs, and they only talking to us on the phone or on Facebook, but nobody's telling Kelly to go ahead and promote the situation. So I have brought the conversation up to see if any masters were willing to step into the situation. We spoke to Kevin. Kevin said he was on with it, Kelly. You know, but it could be a hoax. So are you going to come out and vote for that $2,000?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I am $2,000. I don't have to come. I'm already here.
And you don't have a problem with battling Cassandra, do you?
So I don't have a problem. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have a problem of battling anyone, because I have reached that status that it's just fun to me. I've done my work. I don't have a problem of losing at the first battle. I don't have a problem of losing at the second battle. I feel like this. I'm an icon now, so that should tell me why would I be bitter? Period. It don't matter if it was a Vogue Femme or whatever. What does kill me is when people do have categories that says open to all performance and they think it's just Vogue Femme. That's the only thing that bothers me. But other than that, I don't have a problem, because just like I said, when you're an icon or a legend, you have your work. And to the point that now you should just challenge yourself. If you're going out there being bitter about a loss, then you should be the person that should not be walking. It don't matter who the person is. And I'm going to be honest with you, because to be honest with you, what the girls are doing now is just tricks. So,
well, Kelly, you know what?
You
talk a lot about walking categories. You haven't been walking balls in a long time. Are we waiting for a new category?
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
I'm not here to take a walk anymore. I left my print in the scene. I'm legendary. I'm working on my
icon. So what does that make you?
Hold on. Let me finish. I'm here to breathe the new trees of legends out in the scene.
And you can't breathe that in by example?
I have no time to take and sit here and do that. I'm going to be in the background, and I'm going to send my children out. I already have two legendary children, and I'm working on my next three.
Okay. I like the way you cleaned that up. That's very cute. Okay. Well, I mean, I would think that you shouldn't have pretty much a comment on what goes on the floor either, then.
And to be honest with you, I'm even ready to battle my own house members and my own children. This is nothing. It's fun to me. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not going to lie. Like, it's real fun to me. It doesn't matter if it was a dollar. I've been there,
but
and
you
I've
know,
done it, and
Selvin,
I enjoy
Selvin,
it.
Selvin, by you speaking on that note, my father and the legendary Rodney Mahon are having a ball, and it's called What's in the Name? So that will be coming in November. I think it's November 12th, and I think it's in Harlem. It doesn't matter what house you're in. It's only going to be one winner. So maybe that's the ball that'll work for you. You know what I mean?
I'm working.
Well, that would be a perfect ball for you to get, to get
my
out
money
of the
is guaranteed. Money is guaranteed that night. So I'm working.
I will be on the floor in the name of Honey.
Oh.
But, and I will definitely be there with, I walk in the legendary category with my understudy. I will be there as the name of.
Well, it's what's in the name.
Mm-hmm. And what is the name? And I'm going to show the girls my name, okay? And if time does prevail for me at the collections ball, I might be on the floor for a couple of categories in the name of.
I think I must have pressed a button or two because you know.
I think that'd
you
be
just,
a real thing.
Well, yes, because they would want to see the leader of the chief of the female figure organization.
And especially if we can get London there. If we can get London there.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see the legendary girls on the floor. For like, you know what? I'm going to make it my business. I'm not going to try to walk any other category. I'm going to make it my business at the collections board. Definitely walk legendary realness.
Can I say something? And I'm gonna be honest with you.
Wait,
the really
London.
Can't
wait. Oh my
is
God! Who brought this London back?
Hello.
Who?
I will be there.
Oh
okay.
My God. Okay. This.
I can't wait to see you, in London. I can't wait.
Oh my God! I can't wait to see you, neither, sweetie.
Well, it's London. I can't wait to see you, either, so I can call you up for Legend Savers and Stars and show you.
For what? For what?
Because she's coming all the way from London.
Kelly.
Because
you're
coming all the way
Kelly.
From London.
Yes, I'm here.
I want
she's
to battle
coming.
You.
She's
you
coming
want to
all
battle
the way
me.
From
I don't want you. I want all the East Coast mothers.
Well, you can't be introducing me into something that I fairly want all the time. Like I said, Mother East Coast, Ms. Rahi, and this is a fact. Do your homework. I am the last girl standing as far as winning over any and all of you girls. And you know that, girl. So if you're coming to the floor, it will be good to see you on the place that I haven't seen you in a very long time. But the last time we were there, we all knew how that went too.
Well, we all know October 15th and 6th.
Okay,
you
well,
know what? I want to see October 15th, and I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh,
I want to
she
see
just
October.
Started the legendary. And bring your legendary sisters,
October,
Kelly.
I want to
oh,
see October 15th. I want to see October 15th, a girl that's going to be unbarred. It don't matter what the category is, just period. I shouldn't have to count to 20 and then you coming out thinking you fab. This is the night that everybody needs to leave their titles at home. And come and battle. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. And the judges, I want you to be on point. I don't want no shade, no nothing. Miss Kelly, Miss McCall, if y'all two are feeling it, it should be no waste of time.
We
all
are feeling it. That's
see.
My sister. But
that
I want to know if she's going to feel it with Shay Shay. Because Shay Shay will
see
be there.
All night.
Sister, that's my sister. I love her down, but she got to get through my daughter before she gets to mother first.
Okay, and you're my sister, and I love you down, but I want to see you get Shay Shay because she said, when are you coming to the floor? So at the collection board, she did say she was going to be there.
Well, the last time me and Shay Shay did battle, I sat Shay Shay, and that was at the YWCA in motherfucking New York City at the, I forgot what ball it was. So if Shay Shay wants me, like I'm telling you, Shay Shay has to be my daughter.
But see, the big difference between Shay Shay and everybody else is I don't want you, you want me, because you need me in order to get that crown. Because
but
I
at
have
the end it. Of the day, nobody should have to wait for nobody that night. If you feel it,
hold on, Shay Shay has to get to my 2,000 daughter, 2,000 daughter. Before she comes to my
daughter. But that's the thing, she should have to.
Oh, Shay Shay is going to come up.
If you want to win Miss Shay Shay, she shouldn't have to go through your daughter. Finish the job. Why is she going to go through your daughter? I'm gonna make it hot. It's gonna be daughter after daughter after daughter after daughter and parent after parent. We're not gonna go through all that. Let's go to the point. Let's show. And see, this is the problem. Once our old girls that still can do it, that still got it, show these new girls what it's all about. No, Shay, this is the night, and I'll just do it no matter what category it is. That's like if Miss Whitney and Miss Stewart was on the floor. And it's no shade. Show these new girls what it used to be. That's just like if it was and Andre. Show these new girls how it used to be. That's like if it was Tony Revlon and Aura.
I'm calling 678-412, you're live on the air.
678-412, you're live on the air.
I feel sad. That was Alvin.
I'm Alvin. About which part?
When he was just saying about showing the new girls.
Yeah, that's Miss Alvin. Yes.
Yeah, he was like, I feel he was like, I was told for a damn long time. I was about to do something.
Okay.
I forgot what I was about to say, but if I remember, I'm
going to
click back on.
Okay,
thank you.
But yeah, it shouldn't be no Shay got to battle your daughter, because what that's going to turn into, y'all going to be giving, oh, well, she's a new girl, and this and that. But no, girl, if your old girls are still there, and your old girls got to be looking like y'all, act like y'all have it, make it hot. Then these new girls girls will finally see what it's about. So it's no shade. It don't matter if it was Khan, Mizrahi, Malone, whatever. Y'all got the girls. Y'all know they coming. Ain't no, this is the night that we already know. There's no need for nobody to hide. If you got the big guns, then let your big guns do the motherfucking bullets, and let your girl, let the new girls hold the gun, and let's start shooting. So if y'all really feeling sad like that, let's not wait for nobody at the count of three. Let's not wait and see if somebody is coming. If you got it, let's get to the point. Because I'm going to be honest with you. The minute I see it, I'm getting to the point, because I'm going to the hard punches. And there's no shade towards the new girls, but this is the only way that I'm going to show this audience what it used to be. So I hope,
well,
don't worry about who you're battling. Worry about who I'm pairing you up with, and worry about who's ready. Who you think you're going to battle, you're not. Because the same way how I did it at the Chanel Ball, when they came out to Femme Queen Face, everybody thought that I was going to pair this one. I'm going to give y'all the bitches the unexpected. So get ready. Because I'm about to have fun.
Kelly, well, what Kelly said was, she said she made it pretty high. So all you girls who like to see the overall East Coast mothers on the floor, but you can see her individually, because there's a lots of you who would like to get here. You now know that she's going to the Collections Ball, and she will be at James and Rodney Ball, and look forward to a theater near you. Is that correct, sis?
That's it, is correct. I would definitely be in the building, and if everything goes my way that I needed to go my way, trust and believe, I'm going to come out and I'm going to play for those categories.
Okay, and I'll see that.
Like,
I'll be the same,
y'all,
and I'll be on the floor for every category that I'm supposed to be known to walk. And that will be open to all, always. And if you felt like you want to do that, Kelly, or try, because you've always been the crow that jumps in and out of things, you can do that.
Well, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like I said, as the commentator of that night, get ready for the unexpected and be prepared. Because who you think you're going to battle, you're not. So at the end of the day, if you feel that you're that powerful and you feel that you're that fab, the only way you're getting through me, unless if you tapping a bitch on the shoulder like how y'all did at DC Harold's Awards Ball. That's the only way. But if I got to pick you, trust me when I tell you, it's going to be worth judges giving. I don't know who to pick. Because this is the night, darling, that is going to be remembered. And this is the night that everybody's going to know my name. So
okay,
at the end of the day, make it ready.
Well, I gotta go. I have to get to Vogue Tuesday to go whip my hair for this $200, honey. So, like I tell you, every Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, I am the legendary overall East Coast mother, Kelly Mizrahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you do go into and you pick somebody up in, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will be your own. I'll see y'all all back here Monday night for the recap of the Midwest function, honey. And don't forget, October 15th, coming your way, my legendary sister, legendary overall founding mother, Jasmine Couture, presents the Collections Ball 2011, where one house will walk away with $5,000, and that house or another house will walk away with $10,000 for the house with the most points. Coming your way, October 15th in Richmond, Virginia. All information is definitely on Facebook. Get it, got it, good, and I'm out of here. Good night. I'll see y'all on Monday. Nicole, go ahead.
Hello? Nicole, you're on the air.
Is Jasmine on the air?
I don't know. I think this is our show now.
I'm here. Nicole left. She hung up.
Oh, well,
I mean, if we everybody is reading one by one, I don't know what's going on. The only thing I could just say is good luck to every ball that's coming up. Yes, I will be at almost every ball, but it's no shade. I'm going to show my ass wherever it counts. So I'm letting your October 15 girls know, and I'm letting your Racks of Riches girls know, and I'm even letting y'all even know at James and Rodney Ball. Get ready, because I'm giving unexpected. It ain't going to be no more of, oh, girl, this is going to take forever, because if it's going to be forever, trust me. Like I said, get your guns ready, because it's time to pow-pow.
Well, I think everybody is gone, so I'm just going to say good night. Half of Nicole. Kelly. Yeah.
Well, okay, Kelly, we all have to leave now. It has been a wonderful night here with all you ladies. I think all the topics were very interesting. I hope to see all of you at the Collection Ball and all of you on the floor as Femme Queen, Junior Femme Queen, regardless of what the top, you know, the people were saying here tonight. That's what it is. That's what it should be. Be safe. God bless you. And have a wonderful night. I'll see you back here again Tuesday, ladies' night.